gonna take you to the land of music. All aboard for your favorite music.
You don't need a ticket or a reservation.
Just stay tuned to radio station KWHI, the station that plays what you want to hear. Just let us know what you want us to play, and we'll play it.
It was May 8th, 1947. The Federal Communications Commission in Washington, D.C. sent an overnight telegram granting authorization for a new radio station to sign on the air in Brenham, Texas. At 6 o'clock that morning, KWHI 1280 signed on the air for the first time. The first remote broadcast on KWHI would take place later that morning, airing the first United Methodist Church service, an on-air element that exists to this day. Radio was the original vehicle to deliver music to the masses. Long before the days of Spotify and Apple Music and online streaming, there were DJs in a studio queuing up and spinning vinyl records, introducing people to the artists of the day that would go on to become today's legends and pioneers of the art. Names like Hank Williams, Bob Wills, and Gene Autry were the stars of the era. Take a listen here as Gene Autry performs Back in the Saddle Again, recorded by KWHI at the Saltgrass Trail Ride in the early 50s. This recording was pressed onto a gold record that, although quite weathered over the course of nearly 75 years, still resides on full display at KWHI.
I'm back in the saddle again. Out where a friend. Where the longhorn cattle feed on the lowly crimson weed, I'm back in the saddle again. Riding the range once more, toting my old 44. Where you sleep out every night, and the only law is right, back in the saddle again. Whoopee tie, I oh, rocking to and fro, back in the saddle again. Whoopee tie, I go my way, back in the saddle again.
75 years, KWHI has been heavily involved in our communities that we serve. From covering local news, highlighting community events, county fairs, auctions, sports, and so much more. One part of the broadcast day on KWHI that has become appointment listening is the Country Store. Originally called the Trading Post, the Country Store gives listeners the opportunity to list items they would like to buy or sell. The Country Store's roots come from the classified ads in the local paper, but adapted to radio gives the listener an opportunity to talk about their items live on the air. A concept adopted in the present day by several other stations of similar formats nationwide. The following clip is from the year 1980, and callers are asked about their thoughts on broadcasts of high school sports on KWHI, as the Brenham School Board at the time was considering not allowing the broadcast of Cub games in an effort to increase attendance.
Here's our first caller. Here's the Country Store. Can I help you?
You hear that?
Okay, we got it now. We're in good shape.
Okie dokie.
Okay, you got some kittens to be given away again.
Again, right.
Okay, Laverne, what's that number over there?
836-5571.
5571. Okay, Laverne, you're our first caller, so you get to be our first forum participant. Did you hear the question?
Yes, I did.
Okay.
I'll answer yes to it.
You'll answer yes. So
right.
You would like to see Radio Central
right.
continue live broadcast of Brenham High School sports.
Right.
Okay, and you'd also like to get rid of your kittens too, right?
I sure would if I can.
Okay, how you doing today?
Oh, just fine. And you, John?
Oh, I'm doing just real super. Really am. And my girlfriend just called me from Austin and told me I was the best-looking guy that she'd ever seen.
No kidding.
Yeah, and I just... Oh, anyway, it's a good day, and we'll try to get rid of those kittens for you today.
Okay, John.
Okay. Have a good day.
Okay, then.
Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye now.
Okay, Laverne is still trying to give away her kittens at 836-5571. I wish she had told me that I was the best-looking guy she'd ever seen. Anyway, okay, we have another caller here at the Country Store. Our line is open at 836-9937. Can I help you?
Yes, I had a large hamster cage for sale.
A large hamster case?
Cage.
Cage?
Yes.
Okay. What's that number?
836-7392.
Okay, where are you calling from?
Out of my granny's.
Out of your granny's. How old are you?
11.
11 years old. Okay. Listen, I thank you for calling in.
Okay.
Bye-bye now. She has a large hamster cage for sale. The number to call is 836-7392. You can use the country store for almost everything except for selling and trading of real estate, automobiles, dogs, cats, and no public...
Sports have always been a big part of what KWHI does in the community, broadcasting Brenham Cub baseball especially. And in 1989, a kid named John Peters made history. This next piece is the final call of a game where Peters secured his 51st consecutive win, breaking the all-time record at the time, on his way to a record of 53 consecutive wins that still stands to this day.
Well, I guess it could be no more than fitting that the guy that we came here to see tonight is coming up there with a chance to win his own ball game.
Yep. Two down.
The fans are standing, David.
Well, they should. Two down, runners at first and second. A base hit should do it.
And John has two of them tonight.
Peters waits. Line drive right between the shortstop and the second baseman. Birch comes around third. He'll come into the plate. He'll dive head first. The ball game is over. The Cubs have won it 10-0. John Peters has picked up victory number 51. He's all atop in the record book. His teammates are mobbing him out on the field. Cameramen are rushing in from all over the place. Flash bulbs are flashing. Keith Kane making his way across the infield. The post-game interviews are at hand, but the big news, John Peters with victory number 51. The Cubs are 21-1, 11-0 in district play. Wow, Randy.
Certainly excitement. They lifted John up on their shoulders, and the cameramen are having a field day because they had agreed not to take any pictures when John was pitching so they would not disturb him. But nobody said anything about not taking any pictures immediately after the ball game over. And they were like dogs on a bone right as soon as he crossed first base and the run came in to score. And they're still taking pictures as he walks across, heading over to the dugout.
Everybody on their feet and clapping and cheering. The mob makes its way toward the third place base dugout where John will give a...
The world of agriculture is also a big part of the information KWHI works so hard to get out to our listeners. And from 1973 until 1994, Andy Smith produced a daily 15-minute radio show called Andy Smith's Cattle Country Program. For 21 years, his stories about Jake, Emmy, and Zeke entertained many listeners of KWHI and provided interesting and engaging insight into the life of a cattle rancher in Giddings, Texas. Here's a short piece from Andy's final cattle country program in 1994.
Encountered. Many of the stories about Jake and Emmy, little Jake and Zeke, were based on true life. Oh, maybe exaggerated a little, but many of you listeners have witnessed the same happenings in your life there in the rural area. And as I'm winding down the last program, I want to take time to say I have never met a finer group of people than my listeners. I've enjoyed the get-togethers, the seminars, the cattleman meetings, the beef barbecues, and the one-on-one conversation. Being able to visit with you each day by radio has been an experience that I'll always cherish. And as my rancher friend Jake said, Andy, I knew it wouldn't last when you started Cattle Country Radio 21 years ago. This is Andy Smith saying until we meet again, God bless you. Thanks for listening. Appreciate it.
You've been listening to the final edition of Andy Smith with Cattle Country. We wish you all the best, Mr. Andy Smith.
Let's jump back to the year 1972. KWHI has been very blessed over the years to have so many great advertising partners. While that has stayed the same for 75 years, one thing that certainly has changed is how those advertisements sound and are produced. In 1972, our production personnel would have to record ads onto a cart, which was a plastic cartridge similar to a cassette tape. If a producer wanted to add music to a commercial, they would then have to find a vinyl record with the music that they wanted and record that onto an entirely new cart while dubbing their voiceover from the previous cart. Here's an example of a couple of ads from the year 1972.
This is KWHI, Brenham, Texas. Stay tuned now for local news.
Hurry, hurry, hurry! Hurry to Holtz and Brenham. It's their end-of-the-month sale. One special group of junior sportswear, including hot pants, short sets, and skirts, now 40% off. One special selected group of girls' dresses, all in no iron, plaid, stripes, and solids, 50% off. And one special group of famous name girls' sleepwear, values to $6, now only $3.98. One group of half and full slips in white and colors, 40% off. And one group of special selected ladies' dresses, misses and half sizes, up to 50% savings. Shop at Holtz for these gigantic end-of-the-month savings.
And you're listening to KWHI Brenham, 5 minutes before one.
The New York store's end-of-the-month sales slashes prices. New spring dresses, special group, values to $7.90, now $4 each. The New York store has ladies' embroidered blouses, permanent press, short sleeve, values to $5, now $2.99 each. Save on ladies' 100% polyester double-knit pants. One group, double-knit, values to $6.90, now $3.50 a pair. You save on ladies' acrylic wigs. Several styles, values to $29.95, now $9.88 and $12.88. See the girls' Easter dresses, all permanent pressed, values to $6.90, now $5.44 each. Other girls' Easter dresses, values to $5.98, now $4.44 each. Shop at the New York store. Always better value.
In today's world, everything related to the pieces of audio you hear every day on KWHI and most other stations around the world are done entirely in digital audio workspaces like Adobe Audition or Logic Pro Tools, greatly increasing the editing capability and efficiency of ad production. KWHI has always put our schools at the forefront of their programming. From sponsoring the annual Spelling Bee to live broadcasts of high school sports, keeping the public informed of the happenings at local schools has been paramount for 75 years of KWHI. Listen into this clip from 1967 from Ruth Scurlock's second grade class at Brenham Elementary School as a 7-year-old Tom D. Whitehead introduces his class's presentation on Texas history.
This is Tom D. Whitehead from Class 2E, presenting the radio program for today. We are studying facts about Texas, the Lone Star State. It was on March 2, 1836 that the Texas Declaration of Independence was signed. A few men met in a blacksmith shop at Washington on the Brazos and drew up the Declaration. This declared that Texas was no longer part of Mexico, but was a free and independent republic. The following speakers will give you more information about our state.
KWHI 1280 brings you the news.
At KWHI for the last 75 years, local news information has been a huge part of what we do. The station tagline reflects that directly, as KWHI is where the news comes first. KWHI founder Tom Whitehead Sr. was very passionate about local news, passing that passion on to his son Tom Whitehead Jr. and his grandson and current general manager Tom D. Whitehead. Listen in as KWHI announcer Joe Jackson delivers the news of the day from 1982.
Good afternoon on Radio Central local and area news. Two men wearing Santa Claus masks and striped overalls robbed the First State Bank of Deanville at 11:30 this morning. Only one customer was in the Deanville Bank at the time of the robbery, and she was in the office of Executive Vice President Irvin Moore. Moore describes what happened.
I thought they were both wearing a Santa Claus Halloween-type mask, and the one that come in here, I thought it was just one of our younger boys around here pulling a trick on us. He was a small person. And I started to get up out of my chair, and he pushed me back with a gun in my face and told me to sit down, and I did. Somebody puts a gun in your face and tells you he's going to blow your blank head off. Well, you know, you just kind of do what he tells you, and that's it.
The gunman forced Moore and the customer to lie down on the floor of a workroom in the rear of the bank, where the bank tellers were being held at gunpoint by his accomplice. The robbers emptied the money from the teller windows before fleeing in what Deanville police believe was a tan pickup. Bank officials say they won't know how much was taken until later this afternoon. Brenham streets are getting their first ever pedestrian weight walk lights. The Texas Department of Highways and Public Transportation is installing the lights at the intersection of Main and Market Streets. The department has already installed a regular traffic signal at the Market and Stone Street intersection. Both projects were approved by the previous city commission many months ago. Although property values in Washington County may triple with the work presently being done by the tax appraisal district, it's not necessarily true that individual taxes will go up. Chief Tax Appraiser Charles Gaskamp explains.
Tripling of the property values as such may or may not affect the actual tax that an individual pays whatsoever. When the whole tax base goes up, I hate to use the word triple because some are going to triple, some are not going to triple, some may go up by more than three times. But in a sense, when we get the valuations all set, then I have to figure what is called an effective tax rate. This effective tax rate will be based on our new valuations, and it will raise the same amount of money that any jurisdiction raised the year before.
Gaskamp says when valuations increase, the effective tax rate decreases by about the same amount. The only time an individual's taxes will be affected is if his or her property value increases by more than the average in the county. In sports, it was another hair puller for Coach Tommy Lange, but Brenham's senior division boys All-Stars held on to defeat Sealy 4-3 last night in Giddings. The victory gave Brenham the Area 4 championship. Brenham went into the bottom of the seventh inning with a 4-0 lead, but winning pitcher Greg Smith gave up a 3-run homer to narrow the score. Floyd Stegen came on in relief to retire the Sealy batters. Leading Brenham at the plate was James Robbins, who was 2-for-3 with a single and a double. Ross Summers was 1-for-3 with a home run. The senior boys will next play LaGrange in a best-of-three game district playoff next week, starting Monday night at 7:30 in Yoakum. Brenham's weather forecast calls for partly cloudy skies today and tomorrow, with highs both days in the mid-90s. The low tonight should be near 70. Presently, we have partly cloudy skies and 94 degrees in downtown Brenham. Joe Jackson, Radio Central News.
Live and local, family-owned and operated radio is slowly becoming a thing of the past. Not for KWHI, however, as three generations of the Whitehead name have led our team. One element that has been passed down generation to generation, in addition to the leadership of the station, has been The Spectator, an op-ed segment on KWHI. Much like KWHI, The Spectator has evolved and changed over the years, but still remains the same at its core. Listen here as Tom Whitehead Sr., Tom Whitehead Jr., and current general manager Tom D. Whitehead sign off of The Spectator.
This is The Spectator, returning you now to your announcer.
And that's the way it looks to this spectator.
And that's the way it looks to this spectator.
Over the course of 75 years, so much has changed in not only broadcasting, but the world we live in. Vinyl records gave way to CDs, which gave way to digital streaming and automation. Believe it or not, there was actually a time where if parents wanted to know if school was closed for winter weather or some other event, they would have to listen into the radio to find out. In this new age of instant access to limitless information, radio has had to adapt. In 1978, if someone wanted to know how the Brenham Cub football game went the night before, they would have to listen in to the Saturday morning sports on KWHI. Nowadays, they can just go straight to KWHI.com to not only get the score and read the game recap story, but also listen back to the broadcast in its entirety the next morning. KWHI has been able to survive and thrive in its environment because of the many great people who have pulled the line over the last 75 years, from our staff to our partners and to our listeners. KWHI continues to be strong and steady as the voice of our community, not to be bothered or flustered by a changing world of information and technology, but rather to adapt and thrive. That idea is best captured in this clip of longtime KWHI engineer and noon newsman Lonnie Schlotman as a clock in the studio falls off the wall and directly onto the desk in front of him in the middle of his newscast. Lonnie stays calm, cool, and collected and delivers the news.
Claim the North Zone Championship with a 48-0 shutout of A&M Consolidated. Mrs. Darlene Jackson has been nominated by the Brenham Independent School District as its candidate in the annual Teacher of the Year competition.
This just goes to show that the news really does come first for KWHI. Here's to celebrating the last 75 years and looking forward to the next 75 and beyond.
This is KWHI, Brenham, Texas. Stay tuned now for local news.
You'll always hear the latest news right here.
So spend your day to KWHI.